Senterita Radio. Lyden som vekker din sjel.
The following is a summary of the Holy Father's words this morning. Dear brothers and sisters, in our catechesis on St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, we have seen that for the apostle, the heart of the gospel is the proclamation of the mystery of Christ's cross and its revelation of God's reconciling love. By his passion, death, and resurrection, Jesus has brought us redemption and new life through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Paul can thus say to the Galatians, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." Our prayerful contemplation of the crucified Lord, or our silent adoration before his Eucharistic presence, help us to appreciate the grandeur of our call to share in the mystery of God's own life and love. The Christian life, lived in obedience to the promptings of the Spirit, includes what is traditionally called spiritual combat. We struggle in order to overcome what Paul calls the works of the flesh, in order to live in accordance with the fruits of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In our spiritual lives and in the life of our communities, we are called to cultivate these fruits as a witness to the new life and freedom we have received in Christ through his gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Father will now greet the English-speaking faithful in Italian.
Saluto i pellegrini di lingua inglese presenti all'odierna udienza, specialmente i giovani di vari paesi impegnati in vista della COP26 a Glasgow e i gruppi provenienti dagli Stati Uniti d'America. Su tutti voi e sulle vostre famiglie invoco la gioia e la pace del Signore. Dio vi benedica.
I greet the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors taking part in today's audience, especially the young people from various countries preparing for the COP26 meeting in Glasgow and the pilgrimage groups from the United States of America. Upon all of you and your families, I invoke the joy and peace of the Lord. God bless you.